with Jody
and Alex Musiak.
And today we're going to talk about sleep because we love sleep. I don't know about you, but we love sleep, right? Yes. You love sleep too. And our kids love sleep.
Oh, our kids very much like sleep.
And I remember when our daughter was born, I took her to
the early learning center.
Yeah, for moms and baby classes.
It was like 10 o'clock.
Mommy and me, 9:30 or something. 9:30, 10? Okay. And she was still asleep. I'm like, I'm not waking a baby that was up half the night, you know, I'm going to sleep too. So I personally believe sleep when you can, when you're a new mom. You know, I think she was sleeping through the night at 6 months. Mm. And then our son came along when our daughter was about 2.5. And he slept like a champ. Like he was at 5 hours a night or 5 hours at a time during the night, like right off the bat.
Yeah.
And then it went backwards.
He did.
And it was right, constantly up. So we know what we didn't know what sleep deprivation meant until we were in it. So there's being like tired and there's being exhausted and then there's sleep deprivation and then there's layers of sleep deprivation. You know, we were going through it and we had it with our daughter too. However, once you hit that 1 year mark of not sleeping a good night's sleep at all for a year, you go crazy. Like you don't even know you're going crazy. So like before all this happened, before I was a mom, you know, there's times I look back and I'm like, I was getting 5 hours of sleep just because I was going out hanging with friends or I thought I was, you know, whatever. I'll sleep when I'm dead kind of thing. That was my motto when I was in my 20s. Now that I'm a mom, sleep is the most important thing to me on the planet. Besides like you, of course, hun, and my kids things like that. But like sleep, like, yes, eating healthy is important. Moving your body is important. But if you don't have sleep, those other two things are so hard to do.
Yeah.
Like I remember I was living off of sugar, donuts, coffee when we weren't sleeping for over 2 years, like those 2 years.
Yeah.
So if you don't get sleep, it can be so hard. Now there's times like we had where it's a little out of your control.
Sure.
You know, you have young kids that don't sleep. But if you have it where you can actually have the control of sleeping, then be mindful of getting those at least 8 hours of sleep. Yeah, it's super important.
What you're getting at is that giving yourself enough sleep is a very important aspect of self love and self care.
Yes.
Like, and most people don't think about it. Like
I didn't think about it enough either until I didn't get any. Like I was and naps. If you're not getting enough sleep, love yourself enough to be okay with napping. I nap like a champ. I still nap when I'm not feeling good or when, the other week we had the time change. Be gentle to yourself when things are changing or when you're not getting enough sleep.
Yes.
Like I'm super gentle with myself, maybe sometimes a little too gentle.
That time change is definitely hitting this family sideways.
Our son, who's a morning person, like morning, more morning than anybody else in this house.
The morning person of the family by far, yes.
Like he would wake up by 8 normally. And then, you know, weekdays, once he knows that we're getting up at 7 or shortly after 7, he would just get on that schedule. Thursday, the week after the time change, we are still waking him up. And he's like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Our boy that's like super energetic, super morning, is getting wiped out by this time change. So sleep and just routine. I find if I don't have a good routine, super important for falling asleep.
Yep.
If my routine is out of whack, if we go out late or I come, you know, if any of my routine is off kilter, I have a harder time sleeping. And in fact, with the time change, I had a hard time falling asleep. Like I lay in bed for hours after, and that doesn't happen very often. I even listened to a visualization, and I actually was going to do it twice. Like it's a 20-minute visualization, and it was over. I'm like, oh, I should put it on again, I guess, because it didn't work. But normally I'm out 2 minutes or less after that. So it's just, it's incredible just how sleep plays such a huge role in our lives. It really does.
And you're like you said, what's affected our sleep the most is always it's not even a change in routine, because if you can change your routine, you can get back into it. But it's almost like if you have no routine at all, then your sleep is going to be all over the place.
Yes.
And that's bad too. So here's hoping that after another week of routine at the new time, we'll all be switched over.
It's not even the problem with the time changes is that everything's moved. So like when if you eat on a normal schedule, mm-hmm. you wake up on a regular schedule. Like if your schedule is super regulated and regular, then you're now pushing everything. You're an hour ahead or behind depending on which direction you're going. And some days I don't know what direction I'm going at all. Anyways, so it's amazing. It just proves that how important sleep is. And even routine before bed and in the morning. I didn't know how important a bedtime routine was until we had children either. Because, you know, one of the big things is like, how do you get them to sleep and sleep good through the night is having a good bedtime routine. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing as parents. It's like, oh, I need it. And then we got pretty decent bedtime routines as well, for the most part. So
all in order to get that amount of sleep that we all need, so mm-hmm. that when you wake up in the morning, you're like, you can get up and get them, you know?
Get up and go. I remember when I was talking to my naturopath when Jaden wasn't sleeping, because I was leaning on her hard for, you know, I was using supplements and just different techniques to help me get through that deep sleep deprivation. Like I knew I wasn't myself. I felt horrible. Things were happening to my body that I was like, what is this pain? Why do I have poor circulation? Like all these things were showing up because I wasn't sleeping. And then once that sleep kicked back in, I was able to readjust. And it's amazing what happens. You know, start eating healthier, thinking healthier thoughts. Oh my goodness, my head was
generally being happier, really, when you think about it, right? Like when you're not sleeping, and we're talking layers of sleep deprivation, like you're not a pleasant person. No. I wasn't a pleasant person.
Neither was I.
I was terrible.
And things like if you don't get a good night's sleep, and even if it's one night, I find my button to be pushed, like, you know, just your groundedness, you know, your patient level, like just.
Oh, your fuse is a lot shorter when you're not sleeping. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. To get back though about my naturopath. So it was funny because I was just trying to set up a really healthy, you know, self-love practice and self-care activities. And a part of it is like, well, when did I fit it in? I have a kid at home. And actually, can't remember if Anastasia was home too at that time. She would have been possibly in daycare for a couple of days. Yep. But I was trying to really establish, because everybody says, you know, meditate, do all these things. So I was trying to push all these things. And in a time where I really just needed to honor where I was. And I was just starting up my business. Mm-hmm. So you really need to honor where you're at. So if you're not getting a good night's sleep, the time has changed and you feel like you're the zombie type of person. So I think it affects other people, you know, differently. But it's just honoring where you're at in that moment and not trying to be something you're not or can't be right now. But I was talking to my naturopath and I was like, what, like how, like I go, like once, you know, I figure out this whole sleep thing, I want to start waking up early so I can, you know, meditate and do yoga and things and work out. My big focus then wasn't yoga. It was working out because mm-hmm. That was still where my mind was at. Like I need to work out hard and a lot. Anyway, so things have changed around that. My mindset, it's still moving my body. Super important for your heart and amazing awesomenesses. However, what she said to me made me feel so good and was like a sigh of relief. So I'm not sleeping, right? You know, sleep deprivation. And here I am just trying to fit in these things that I've been told I need to do. Mm-hmm. And that I now do that I love, but at that time was not needed. And she's like, sometimes sleep, like just sleep. Like you don't need to wake up early to do these things. Sleep is also important. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I didn't even see sleep as self-care. I was thinking like, how do I get my mind like in the game? Oh, meditate or, you know, work out. Because working out definitely does build, you know, you get, you know, your energy flowing and it can definitely help you with anxiety and depression and mm-hmm. things like that and all different sorts of things. However, so does sleep. And when you're not getting enough, waking up early to fit in something else, like it was just this mind-blowing, whew, like, you know. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like if you don't have a foundation of good sleep, all the other things you're trying to do self-care, it doesn't
work. I was band-aiding.
Not as effective.
I was putting band-aids on everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, if I meditate or if I do this and if I do this. And it definitely helped me strengthen my self-care activities, made me realize what ones were really important and what are not. Because, like, you know, everybody, you see these lists everywhere on Facebook, different things like these are self-care activities. And I've talked about this so much. It's certain activities will light you up and some won't. Mm-hmm. And just because they're on a self-care list doesn't actually mean that they're going to help you. But so that's where I mean, like, I needed to meet myself where I was at that time. And sleep was like my top priority self-care activity and loving and honoring myself where I was. Yeah, there's just so many things that happened those years, you know, made not the greatest decisions on certain times. And just, yeah, it's amazing when you don't get enough sleep and just floating by. Like I didn't even know how much I was drowning in there until like we were coming out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's what so if you're listening and you are in sleep deprivation right now.
And you're still awake because we might put you to sleep.
Yeah. Hopefully we didn't put you asleep. Go have a nap. No, I'm kidding. Maybe after this episode. The thing is, or maybe you're coming out of it. We realized like sleep deprivation was horrible, but the year after was even like, I didn't even know. I was so excited that we were finally sleeping. But that year after we finally were starting to sleep, we had to put our life back together. Yeah. 2 years of not sleeping, we literally let everything else in our life go. You know, we've lost a lot of friendships. We've been out of touch with a lot of people. We didn't go to family functions as much. We had to set healthy boundaries, and that meant sleep, making sure our son got the naps, got into a really good routine. It wasn't about like prolonging his bedtime. We actually kept him in his crib longer than our daughter because I'm like, he's sleeping through the night. I'm not messing any of this up. Yeah, yeah. And he was still having really solid naps. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want to mess anything up. Now, obviously, we changed him over because he's now almost four. you know, it's incredible. Just what happens. And actually it was funny. This is where fear comes in again. We were fearful that we'd change him into bed and you know, the fear of unknown. And he actually like easily transitioned from crib to bed.
Yeah.
However, just, yeah. So it's just being gentle with yourself with everything and just making, yeah, sleep isn't super important.
Yeah. And if you don't think it's important, if you're like, oh, I don't need to do that or whatever. It's like, remember, like, if you're not getting enough sleep, all the other things you're doing to try and take care of yourself are not going to be as effective.
Mm-hmm. So, like if you have sugar cravings, look how much sleep you're getting. And is it good quality sleep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fitful sleeps aren't even good either.
A lot of cravings, I'm not saying all, and this is not going to get into a food podcast. That's not where it's at. But one of my biggest things was I was living off of sugar and caffeine. And it's looking at, like, are you getting enough sleep? Obviously, there's different things like eating, your emotions and stress eating and all that fun stuff. But a lot of cravings come from not getting enough sleep, too. Like, that can be a big one. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just, yeah, making decisions. It's really hard to make really good, amazing decisions when you're sleep deprived or you're just haven't had a good night's sleep.
Yes. Yeah, because you're not necessarily thinking with all of your pistons firing. Yeah. Basically, you're like half there. You're like, yeah, that sounds good.
And
then you're like, what did I just do? Yeah.
And with this time change, we're reminded ourselves lately of how to honor yourself through this. Like the week after the time change, I normally keep my schedule a little lighter. However, we're trying to do a lot around here and we have a pretty full plate and it's been a challenge. I had to sit back and I looked at my to-do list and it's like, well, you're going to have to wait for a little bit because I need to have a nap. So one morning I was just so tired after the kids went to school, I had a nap. I had an hour nap. And I think the day or two before I didn't and I pushed through the day and I didn't get anything accomplished. So mm-hmm. That's how I knew that I'm like, I need to honor myself. I need to honor the fact that I am tired and my body's adjusting to the new time. And I'm doing the same with our kids. I'm honoring. We're not trying to push them out the door. We're not trying to like yell or like complain or anything. We're honoring them. We're honoring their tiredness and we're respecting them in that way of knowing that, you know, we're going through that transition.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point because normally what we do is when both kids have to go to school, we both get them up. We have them, you know, they eat breakfast, they get changed, and then I take both kids to, you know, Anastasia goes to her school, I take Jaden to daycare. But lately, because Jaden's been so wiped this morning, in the mornings, like, just totally wiped out, that we leave him home. You know, I drop Anastasia off. I come back.
Because she has a bell to actually meet, timetable.
Daycare's got a little more flexibility than your average public school system. So I come back, and he's more awake. Hopefully he's had breakfast, and then we just continue with him as if, you know. And then
he's a little upset that he can't take that he's not going with his sister to school because he loves that part. But yeah, at the same time,
he's really, really tired. I was like, "Do you want to get dressed?" And he's just curled up in a ball. And I'm like, "No." It's like, okay, well,
I got some major snuggles in though. It was amazing.
We're honoring that, and that's how we're doing it. So
we're lucky. It's about doing the same to ourselves though, right? Yes. Like we can do it a lot easier for our children. I find a lot of the time we look at it and it's like, oh man, like we can feel it. Mm. We can see like, oh, it's a hard time right now. Like, let's love you up a little bit more kind of thing. But we need to do the same for ourselves as well.
Yes.
Like I said, I pushed through that one day and absolutely got nothing accomplished. It's like, why didn't I have a nap? And I might have actually accomplished. Now, again, I just said, why didn't I have a nap? I could have beat myself up too. So the next day I just honored it. Actually, yeah. In fact, it wasn't all under my control. I meditated. I was comfortably laying on the couch meditating. And then I fell asleep. I followed the whole meditation and I just was there reflecting into sleep.
Yeah, well, hey.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
You got to do what you got to do sometimes. And that might be a nap.
Oh, sleep, how we love thee.
Yes, we do.
And you should do.
Oh, we don't want to say you should. Just love it up if that's what you feel. But we, from my own personal journey through not having sleep, I realized how much sleep plays a part in our lives, or at least in mine.
No, in all our lives. Okay. Yeah. In all our lives. If you don't think sleep plays an important part of your life, take a look at the other people in your life and see if, you know, maybe I don't think it's affecting me, but they think it's, you know,
that is true too, actually, because right? When we weren't sleeping, I, oh my goodness, the blinders I had on, oh yeah. My goodness, like you're just in it and you're just surviving and you're just doing it, you're just, yeah, but coming out of that has really, really, really shone a new light on how I view sleep, the importance of napping, and just so much of like taking care of myself on that level. It's really amazing. So yeah, it's just honoring where you're at and your sleep levels. And don't forget to do you though too. Like with the self-care, we all have different needs. So just honoring where you're at. We hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Bye for now.